This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hi, welcome back to BetQLU on the BetQL Network. We are on the Odyssey Sports YouTube page. We are on Odyssey app, wherever you may find us. Appreciate you making us a small part of your weekend, getting ready for what should be a fantastic Saturday in college basketball. Always like to sort of use these segments as look-aheads. Obviously, we're going to use KenPom projections, as we always do. RJ, let's go down the list here. Start it off. 1 o'clock Central Time, Illinois at Michigan State. KenPom projects this as a 1-point win for the Spartans. What do you make of this one in the Big Ten?
Dude, I like Michigan State. I got to give credit, dude. They started off awfully. They were terrible. And, you know, they've cobbled together a decent enough schedule to where the point where they're in, they're safely in the day. They're safely in the dance. I did not expect this at the beginning of the year. You know, I wouldn't, you know, they lose to Nebraska, they lose to James Madison. I saw Wisconsin firsthand against Tennessee. I didn't think they were that great. They lose to Wisconsin. They lost them by double digits. I gotta hand it to them, man. Like they're there. Here they are. They're just sitting here again, ready to make the tournament. And do not think for a second that if you're a 2 seed, you want to see them in the second round. If they're a 7. You don't want to see that.
Yeah, I agree about that point. In terms of this one, if it's this short, I like Illinois. But that's really mostly because I'm pretty high on Illinois. You know, with Rodgers and obviously Terrence Shannon Jr. is back in the fold. But also, you know, Marcus Domask, like they have a lot working for them just positionally. They can obviously have their nights where they can fill it up, but they just find ways to win. And I think they kind of do it again this weekend against a Michigan State team that is a little schizophrenic to me. You know, like I feel like I want to believe them and I want to, you know, go all the way in. And a couple of weekends ago when they were at Wisconsin, I did. They lose, they get just their doors blown off. Now, granted, that was at Wisconsin, but Wisconsin has, you know, let go of the rope since then. And they lose at Minnesota earlier this week. So I just don't really know what to feel about Michigan State. The shooting is just not there. Sometimes they look a little dysfunctional. If it's a short number, I'm going to be on Illinois here, but that's mostly just because I'm high on Illinois and low on Michigan State. All right, Auburn, number 12 ranked Auburn on the road at Florida. KenPom's got this projected at 4, Auburn minus 4. RJ, what do you think?
I think if Auburn has any, you know, aspirations of a 1 seed in the tournament, which probably that's probably a little unrealistic, but even a 2 seed, you got to win a game at Florida on the road. Florida's not a great team. They're good. They're going to be the tournament team, most likely. But this is a team you got to win on the road. I don't think necessarily covering, but they got to win. I would probably lean Florida and the 4, but still take off from them. You want to do a money line bet? Go down that road.
Yeah, I'm fine laying the 4. I'm fine with it. I have been a big fan of this Auburn team. I will say the one thing that gives me a little bit of pause on them in this spot specifically, and you remember this from the 08 season, Bruce Pearl was all in on beating Memphis in that 1 versus 2, right? She was all in on it. And then the next game they lost at Vandy. The very next game they lost at Vandy. So it's John like Foster. Bruce Pearl, Yeah, exactly. Exactly right, bro. Exactly right. So it's like Bruce Pearl is elite at getting his teams ready for the biggest games. He's elite at it. He's one of the best, I think, in the country. But it's like games like this. Like this Florida team is unranked. You know, like they don't jump off the page at you. They're not like some threat in the SEC to you. So can he have them ready to go? Or is this going to be sort of an emotional letdown spot? I think that's going to be the question. But look, it doesn't really change my opinion of Auburn one way or the other. I think they have all the ingredients you need to make a run. So I'll say that Bruce Pearl's learned from, you know, 17 years ago, and he gets them ready to go this weekend at Florida. All right, Gonzaga at number 17, Kentucky, -3 for the Wildcats at KenPom. RJ, what do you think?
I like the over, dude. And I know it's a big number. 167 is a huge number. Kentucky, I mean, they can't stop a nosebleed, man. They can't stop anybody. I don't have a great feel on Kentucky. They're way too sporadic for me. I do know they don't play a lick of defense. Not a lick. Like they give 100 and some points to Tennessee. I if I was touching this game, I would touch the over. I hate taking overs. I'm a miserable human being. Give me the unders all day. I don't know that you can make a number high enough for Kentucky right now on the total.
I agree with that, and I think I would probably be interested in Gonzaga if you're giving me, you know, a full bucket here at three. I mean, the one area where Kentucky really struggles is that interior defense, and I think Gonzaga's guards will be, you know, they'll be able to do enough to sort of go tit for tat and back and forth with Kentucky. So I think that's probably a wash. But I think Graham Ike really is able to go off against whoever it ends up being on the interior. If they want to start Big Z, they could start Big Z. I don't think it really matters. I think Gonzaga's bigs probably feast in this one. And it would not shock me if they get the outright win, which will make, three straight home losses? Three straight losses at Rupp,
yeah,
I believe.
Yeah.
That would be a very interesting night in Lexington if it goes like that. I kind of want to see it. I kind of want to see how they react, RJ. I want to kind of see, like, how does the fan base handle? Because you're starting to hear, you know, you're starting to hear some things about Cal potentially, you know, moving on, or Kentucky moving on, however they end up framing it. Because, I mean, it has been a while since they made a Final Four.
Mm-hmm.
Probably too long for that program.
Oh, for that program, it's been way too long. I mean, we're at a decade now.
I think it is about, I think maybe like 9 years. Yeah,
I think I was at that game. That was the Frank Kaminsky game. I was at that game at AT&T Stadium in Arlington. That for that program? No.
Yeah,
Tough. I think Alabama not going to a Final Four in football.
And so, I mean, I don't know how you off ramp that, you know, with Cal, but we'll see how it goes. Number 3 ranked North Carolina on the road at Miami. Both teams off of losses. North Carolina -7, RJ, according to KenPom's projections.
Yeah, dude, I know Miami scores a lot more points at home than they do on the road. Miami, there is no way they are stopping North Carolina offensively. There's no way they're going to stop them. They didn't even put up 40 against Virginia. Carolina's got a really good defense. I see this one as I'll take Carolina and the points in this one.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I completely agree. Miami's just bad. And as Zach pointed out in the last segment, I mean, you got Larrañaga walking off in the huddle. I don't know if the NIL money is drying up or what. I don't know what's going on there. But, yeah, I think this is a great spot. And again, you know, laying points on the road in college basketball is not something that I love to do. It's not like I don't look to do that. But I do think situationally, this is definitely a spot where, you know, there could be margin. There could, now obviously that's priced into that number at 7, but I believe in this Carolina team, and I think they find a way to win with margin over Miami this weekend. Number 13 ranked Baylor at number 4 Kansas. That is a projection of Kansas minus 3 in Big 12 country. RJ, what do you think?
If it's only 3, give me Kansas. I don't know how this only goes off at 3. I would think this is a little bit higher than that. I think, you know, Kansas coming off a loss, they ain't going to lose again. They ain't going to lose at home. I think this number probably goes off closer to 5. I'll take Kansas all day. I know Baylor's got a tough team, and, you know, if you're not shooting the ball well against them, you can't make them stretch that, you know, when they go into the zone. Mm-hmm. I'll take Kansas by 3, man.
Yeah, I don't think that's where we'll be. I just think this gets, you know, and again, like, yeah, because, you know, it sort of reminds me of the Houston game, right? Most of the analytics, whether it was KenPom, whether it was Torvik, they had that Houston game as a Houston 5-point win, okay? That number was a pick'em. It was a pick'em. It was not minus 4.5. Like, you cannot underestimate or underrate the home court advantage of Fog Allen. I mean, they're just a different team. I think this is a little short. If it's 3, I agree. I'll definitely be on it. I think the question starts to get 4.5, 5.5, you know, but I still think Kansas is the right side in this one. So, for whatever reason, the analytics have not done a great job of accounting for that. And I think it has to matter here. All right, roll through these here real quick. Tennessee at Texas A&M. Tennessee minus 5 on the road, RJ.
I don't like us as a road team here. I think A&M would cover this one if it's you know, 4 or 5 points. Tennessee might win the game, but A&M's they're tricky, and Tennessee doesn't play well there historically. They don't play well at Reed. I would probably take A&M in the points.
And then lastly, we'll just do for our Pac-12 audience here. 8 ranked Arizona at Colorado. Arizona only minus 3 projected over at KenPom.
Ooh, this is a tough one. This is a tough one. It's a much bigger game, obviously, for Colorado than Arizona. I know Arizona might, you know, have an outside shot. You know, they get to 2, maybe they get to 1. But I think it's a huge game for Colorado. I like Colorado in the 3. I think they might pull the upset, maybe a money line bet here.
Wow. I'm on the complete opposite side, bro.
You're wrong. It's okay. You're allowed to be wrong.
I just love like this Tech. Arizona team.
Just like that Georgia Tech bet you gave me.
You can't hold my one loser against me, man. I mean, we've been doing this show for 9 months. I got one loser. That's it. It was that one. I love Arizona. They went on the road into Oregon and handed Oregon their first home loss of the season.
Yeah, they did.
They're not studying this spot. I think they're built for this. Caleb Love loves it. He eats it up, man. So if you're giving me a short number like this, I know Colorado definitely – there's a reason why this number is what it is, and they're a good team, and they need it. But I love Arizona, man. I have a bias for Caleb Love. I'm rooting for that kid because of everything he went through at Carolina. And they're pretty damn loaded, man. That Arizona team is fun to watch. When they get going, they look like, you know, to me, one of the best two teams in college basketball. Hey, that's going to do it for us for this edition of BetQLU on the BetQL Network. For my man, RJ Choppy, be safe in Vegas. Hold it down. Have a great time. Let me know if you need any more winners. I'm John Martin. Thanks for hanging out with us here on BetQLU on the BetQL Network, and we'll see you next week.